Hey guys, welcome back to episode 7 of KB and the Boys, season 5. Got Carter here with me and Nick and Zach via Zoom. Boys?
Yeah.
Hey, KB.
What's up?
Carter.
Good to be back.
Carter distancing himself from me right now. He's a little sick.
Sorry.
Schmidt, we'd like for you to play your message from Colby, who cannot be here today.
Colby wanted to go ahead and leave a message for the listeners that he feels like he's letting down today. Let me just go ahead and play that into the mic.
Well, what is up, everybody? Thank you again for listening to KB and the Boys. Unfortunately, I won't be on this week, but the other guys will give you a bunch of winners, so listen and bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly. Appreciate that from Holmberg.
Thank you to Holmberg for that.
All right. Standings after last week. Carter needs a big bounce back week. -7 last week. It's down to -26.7. Nick, -3.1. He's at -12.9. I went +0.47. I'm at +3.6. Schmidt went -0.64. He's at +12.71. And Colby back in the lead after +0.59. He's at 13.23. So those
are
the standings.
Schmidt doesn't get hot on one bet a week. He's not a very good bettor, some are saying.
Allegations.
Some are saying, Schmidt. Schmidt, how do you respond to those allegations that you're not a good bettor when it comes to the volume of betting?
I feel like I'm a pretty break average bettor. I don't think I've had a week this time where I lost more than like 3 units.
I agree, you have not.
Schmidt, we also did a count that you've lost more bets than you've won. You've just 7-unit the Chiefs all the way through the playoffs.
We did. Last week we did.
Nick, fucking hop on the train or get left behind. It's not my fault.
Scratch that lock.
7-unit the Chiefs, and that put me on top.
Yeah, we count last week after the pod, we counted your record, and you were under 500 record-wise, but you have the 7-U of the Chiefs that has carried you to damn near the top.
All right.
Business decisions. Games of the week. Records. I'm at 15-9. Colby, Zach, and Carter at 12-12. And Nick at 11-13. Houston at Baylor. Moneyline pick. Nick.
Baylor.
Schmidt.
Give me that home dog in Baylor. Carter? Bear down. Go Bears.
Baylor. Carter's Baylor as well, and I'm riding Baylor as well. I forgot to ask Holmberg, but I'll make sure to text him. Alabama at Kentucky. Moneyline pick, Nick.
Alabama, because Kentucky is playing like shit.
Schmidt?
I like Kentucky at home.
Carter?
Kentucky.
Carter's on Kentucky. I'm taking Kentucky as well. North Carolina at Virginia. Moneyline pick, Nick.
Virginia.
Damn you, Nick.
Schmidt, you on UVA?
I'll be taking Virginia. Carter? I like the way Virginia's been playing. They're rolling.
You watched them against Virginia Tech?
What? They're rolling. Yeah. They've actually been terrible.
You watched them against Virginia Tech when they scored 30 or like 40-some points and lost by 40?
No, I didn't see that game.
Yeah.
I saw that.
We watched that one.
Yeah.
I did watch it.
The line's stinky, though.
Who did they play before that they killed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they lost 2 in a row.
No.
I'm pretty sure that...
I am slightly disconnected from the world, so...
I'm pretty sure they lost 2 in a row. You want to double-check that before your pick is official?
Yeah, come back to me.
Okay, Carter?
Virginia lost to Virginia Tech and beat Wake Forest 49-47 last
week. Oh, they beat Wake Forest 49-47, Schmidt.
Yeah, but they beat their ass, don't worry. You're right.
49-47 was the score.
Never mind. Maybe it was Virginia Tech that I like.
I don't know if you like either.
They whacked Virginia. No, Virginia Tech's terrible too. Gosh, dang.
Yeah, real disconnected from the world.
The ACC is trash.
Well, the ACC's going to get about 3 or 4 teams in the
draft. Give me the over.
Of what? 112?
130,
that's a bit high for a Virginia game.
I have that.
It's because Carolina doesn't play much defense.
Still give me the home favorite.
The home dog.
I'm not falling for it.
All right, me and Carter are taking UNC, and I know Colby is, or I think Colby is. Texas plus 8.5 at Kansas. Nick?
Kansas.
Schmidt?
Kansas wins, Texas covers.
Carter?
Texas.
Yeah, I agree, Schmidt. I think KU wins by 5-6.
Yeah.
All right, locks. I'll read Colby's off first since he's not here. He's got 1U, four-leg money line parlay, Wake over Duke, Okie State over OU, K-State over BYU, and UCF over Virginia or Texas Tech. 1 to win, 10.65. 2U of North Carolina money line at Virginia at minus 112, 2 to win, 1.79. Grand Canyon, minus 8.5 at Abilene Christian at minus 112. And Charleston, money line at Towson, minus 130. Carter?
Got 7 1-Us.
7 1-Us. Here we go.
Well, 7. We have to listen to 7 losers?
Yes, 7 straight losers.
7 fades.
Money line, minus
105. KSU, ML, minus 105.
Kentucky, minus 2.5, minus 105.
UK minus 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 105. Okay.
Auburn minus 6.5, minus 112.
Auburn. God damn it. Auburn minus 6.5, minus 112. Okay.
Man City Arsenal money line parlay minus 101.
I thought about doing that. Man City Arsenal ML lay minus 101. Okay.
Kaluma over 13.5 points, over 1.53s, and I guess I didn't get the odds down on that. It was like
plus
179 or something.
Yeah. So Kaluma over 13.5 points and over 1.5 threes. I think it was bigger.
I can check it.
We'll look here in a bit. Yeah. Okay, we got it down though. 1U. Okay.
My 6th 1U is the Reds money line at plus 102.
Reds money line. Who that?
Spring training
game.
Yeah, I like our pitching matchup. Carson Spears on the bump today.
Okay, Reds money line plus 102.
And the last one, North Carolina money line minus 142.
UNC ML minus 142. All right. So again, Carter's got K State, Kentucky minus 2.5, Auburn minus 6.5, Man City Arsenal money line parlay, Kaluma over 13.5 points, over 1.5 threes. Reds money line, UNC money line. All right, Nick.
Yeah, I've got 2 bets this week because I hate looking at college basketball and it always loses. Thought I'd make it quick.
So four and a 3 or?
2 and a 5.
2 and a 5. All right, start with the 2.
Oklahoma money line at minus 102.
OU money line, okay. 5U.
The Kansas State Wildcats basketball team total under 73.5 at minus 120.
Under 73.5, minus 120.
10-1 in the last 11 weeks. They have read.
Hopefully it goes. You're hoping it goes to 11-1, not 10-2.
Doesn't matter either way.
All right, so. Yeah. Nick's got 2U of OU money line and a 5U of K-State team total under 73.5. I got 3. Start off college basketball, lay 2U, K-State money line, KU money line, Colorado money line at plus 244, 2 to 1, 4.8. Tomorrow, Wolves, Sheffield, both teams to score at minus 115, 2 to 1.74. And a 3U UFC fight night tonight, Luis Rodriguez money line versus Dennis Bondar, minus 115, 3 to win, 2.6. All right, Schmidt, your locks first.
All right, I will be taking, I have 3 1-unit plays and 2 2-unit plays.
All right, start off with your 1-Us.
My first 1-U is Duke money line, plus 125.
Okay.
Then I'll be taking Texas Tech as a pick'em at -110.
-110. Okay.
Then Seton Hall -5.
Yeah, fuck. Seton Hall.
Oh, shit. My Duke money line was a 2-unit play. Sorry.
Okay. Seton Hall -5 at -110, right?
Yeah, that's a 1-unit. Okay. Then Arkansas -5.5 is my other 1-unit.
Really interesting.
Playing Missouri today.
Arkansas minus what?
5.5 at Bud Walton.
All right, and then, so you already gave me one of your 2-U's. What's your other 2-U?
Johnny Furphy, over 12.5 points.
Furph.
-108.
Furphy, over 12.5 points. All right, so again, Schmidt's got Arkansas -5.5, Seton Hall -5, Tech money line, Furphy over 12.5, Duke money line, correct?
Yes.
All right. All right, now for the panel parlay, Schmidt.
The panel parlay.
It is one in five. Nick, the only winner this season.
Well, it's about to be 2-5 because I have an absolute play today.
All right, let's hear it.
We got North Carolina, Virginia, over 130.5. Big time under game. It's going over 130.5. Missouri at Arkansas. Those two, little rivalry game. I feel like one over 145.5 is another good play. I feel like that's gonna be. They're gonna have a war.
Over 145.5.
147.5.
147.
147.5.
Okay.
And then Texas at Kansas, another close game battle, over 144.5.
KU, Texas, over 144.
Uh-huh.
Those are three legs?
Those are the three legs.
Odds?
+596.
+596. All right, so Schmidt's lay is North Carolina, Virginia, over 130.5, Arkansas, Missouri, over 147.5, and Kansas, Texas, over 144.5 for the panel lay this week. All right. Anybody else got any other plays they like, or let's just say a short episode?
Kansas State.
I like K-State as well.
By you. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I like K-State. I like K-State.
Nick, not so confident in K-State?
No, just not very good.
What do you guys like about it? Season over, Nick?
I don't know.
Yeah, they played them well on the road. I think Kaluma has a really good matchup, so I like Carter's play of Kaluma's points and threes. I think he has a really good game. I think if they can,
her energy anymore. They just half that game.
If they can run them off 3-point line, I think they'll be just fine. And BYU wants to get up a lot of threes.
Like they usually play decent defense, but
yeah,
they just score. Like two out of the three of their good players are bad every game, and then the one guy can't outscore the other team.
That is fair.
That you turn the ball over 18 times a game. Not fun to watch.
Schmidt, you don't think KU covers today?
No.
I don't either. That number's so big.
Every time they put a big spread like that.
There's no chance we're covering. We don't beat teams like that.
There's no chance. We don't beat teams like that.
Besides Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's
especially late in the season.
I do love that we got a full week off, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe DeJuan, KJ, and Dickinson's legs could be a lot better today. obviously Kevin's going to be limited. He's still dealing with the injury, but I think especially DeJuan was beaten up, and I think he needed this week off bad. Hopefully he practiced some layups this past week. Layups have been an issue. Yeah, I think they get it done, but I agree. I don't think they cover. I'm not gonna lie, Schmidt, I don't really love the over. Texas plays pretty solid defense. We've played pretty good defense lately. I think it's kind of like the Houston game. I think we win a game like 62-61, something like that. 67-61, something like that.
I guess we'll find out.
But hopefully it goes over and we win. As long as we win, I don't care.
I agree. What's the total set? What happens to him about when you don't have Holmberg? You know, what can you do?
The light. He brings the energy.
What'd you get? I think college football deal that the players get $600 in the free game.
I mean, I think it's fair. I mean,
what did you just say, Nick? I didn't hear you.
The deal opt in the college football game.
Oh yeah,
each kid gets $600 and a free copy of the game.
That's pretty fair.
And there's some higher profile players that are bitching
because they think they should get paid more.
Yes.
But the game has already said they'd work with those guys and either get them more or have them like promote the game for more money.
Yeah.
Like an NIL deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do that. Like give everyone a general NIL deal and then certain guys can get a
bigger one.
I think I think those kids should just be grateful that they're going to be in the return of one of the best video games.
Yeah, I would do it for free. That'd be the coolest thing ever. To be in the return game. Like, come on.
With your real name instead of player 7.
Yeah, player number 5. Yeah, I think that they should just quit bitching. I mean, you gotta think that's a lot of money they have to pay out still. That's like adds up to like $6.5 million for every player. I
mean, sell more than $6.5 million.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, the problem is they're gonna get damn near $500 million in sales probably. That's where it kind of looks true. Bad.
That is true. Yeah.
Points that you're going to be able to buy in in-game currency, like they're going to make a fuck ton.
Yeah, that's very true.
All the people that played the game when we were like in middle school, we now have adult money.
Yeah.
And I will be spending money on that game.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're going to fill it with microtransactions, so it's not just the $60 they get you on.
Yeah, for sure.
They might get me for a couple grand.
Yeah. It's very possible. Yeah, I guess that's true.
When you have to put real money to match other teams' NIL deals in the game.
Yeah, rebuilding whatever, Tulane, in your one star leaves to go to Ohio State for $1 million and a Hellcat.
Top 25 Tulane. You couldn't think of a worse
spent $99 to swam with a yacht.
to keep your 5-star round, you got to spend $10.
Ross retention fee by NC or EA Sports.
That would be fucked if they did that.
It's gonna get to the end of the year. You've been kicked out of the AAC.
Welcome to the big sky.
FCS.
You have been downgraded to FCS.
They take away your logo because they can't have FCS teams.
Yeah, I can't
wait. Become FCS Midwest.
Yeah. I can't wait for the game, though.
It's this summer, right?
Yeah, May, they're saying.
May?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I thought it was July. No, I think full details are revealed in May.
Oh, full details in May, yeah.
It's coming. I'm so excited.
Schmidt, why would you be excited? Just so you can get in a franchise with all of us and we can beat the piss out of you for 4 straight weeks and you gotta go play in the Sun Bowl?
Carter just fucking called you out, Schmidt.
I wasn't going for that.
Carter just said that you're basically going 8-4 every year playing in the Sun Bowl.
I was not prepared for that.
Welcome to the Music City Bowl, Schmidt.
The Salt City Bowl in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Playing the Blue Dragons.
Oh, shit.
Debs on KU. Right,
if you can keep your academics up, you can be that 1-5 win team that gets to go to a bowl game.
Who's everyone going to be?
I don't know.
I think that's going to have to be a new segment of the pod, though. The college football franchise.
It is. We're going to have to update everyone in our franchise on our Dynasty series.
Like that one dude that always updates
on the soccer football manager. Yeah. We're going to have to update him every weekend on the Dynasty.
Absolutely.
First 4 weeks were played, Schmidt, 0-4.
Schmidt has scheduled a non-conference of at Nick, at Carter, and at Kyler, and has gone 0-3.
Could get into a dogfight with Colby.
Yeah, I don't want to. That game might need to be broadcast.
That needs to be first game of the year in the non-con.
More like a rock fight.
Well, they're going to have that game will be on Twitch. Extended playoffs, so we all might be in the fucking playoff.
Dude said that game will be on Twitch. Not when Schmidt loses at every user. Can't be in the playoffs at 8-4.
That's why he's going to die.
I think user games need to be on Twitch.
Especially when you and Colby play. We might lose viewers when you're playing Nick and it's 72-7.
I wonder if it's going to be its own like engine or if it's just going to be Madden reskinned.
That's kind of what I think it's going to be.
They already said.
They said what?
They remade it. They said it's a new engine.
Hopefully.
Oh, well, is Madden going to use the same engine?
No. Good. They said they wanted a completely different experience. That's why it took them allegedly 3 years.
Well, that's good then. If we said they're redoing it. Madden's in the mud.
Because they've been working on this for
a long time, yeah.
Years. So they had to restart it. Because they wanted it to play a lot different than Madden. Because that's what it used to be. It's just reskinned Madden from the
previous years. I remember it being different than Madden.
No, it was the exact same engine.
I don't even remember the old Maddens.
It was the engine of the previous Madden. So, like, if you had Madden 16, the new NCAA would have Madden 15's exact game, pretty much.
All right, well, I think we'll call the pod there this week. Schmidt, thanks for coming back on. I know you're busy, but appreciate you coming on.
Always a pleasure being here,
Kibby. But, yeah.
We've got to get Holmberg back in next week.
Yep. We'll be back next Friday or Saturday morning with episode 8. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.